Good morning. Welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities, and also those quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Joe Piccolo, Executive Director of our own Lancaster Festival. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So nice of you to be here right when things are truly ramping up toward those glorious days in July. And Joe, for some of our listeners may not realize that you are new to your position late December, early January.
Correct.
And how's the 6 months going for you?
Oh, it's great. Been a little crazy for sure. When I arrived here from Cleveland, I had about a week in January. I arrived January 12th, or got a start January 12th. And there was about a week of introductions, this and that, getting to know people. But then it started to really ramp up and take off. And I realized, wow, this is going to require quite a bit of time. More than happy to be here, though. I just thrilled to be here. Again, could not appreciate just how important the festival is to the community. And I've come to really be enamored with, again, how the community members come out in support of this festival. And I'm honored to be part of it.
We are definitely fortunate, and we are unique, and we like to tout that uniqueness. And I do have to ask, with a last name of Piccolo, what music interest or driving or anything does this have to play in your role currently?
Sure. Well, I grew up with music in the home, but, I even at an early age started to play an instrument, but then at several points throughout my career, got away from music, got back into it in one way, shape, or form. So I think the last name Piccolo definitely has not hurt, I would say. And in fact, many people think it, it's spoken real easily. Joe Piccolo rolls off real easily. So it feels good having that last name align with my own personal and professional goals. So it all comes together.
And Piccolo's a little easier than saxophone or trombone.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Less awkward.
And Joe, tell our listeners why you think you're such a good fit for this position.
Sure. Well, in the past, when I had gotten away from music, I had worked in production, worked in manufacturing, security, EMS, many, many different fields, business. And I had never thought that there would be one unified position that could possibly draw on all those experiences again. And sure enough, I have found that with the executive director position here at the Lancaster Festival. We have a site and safety committee where there's large portions of demand or expertise required in security and site and safety. We have definitely many aspects of the festival in terms of marketing, in terms of sales, that draw upon my experience from McMaster Carr. So I find it just fascinating, and to be quite honest, meant to be that, wow, I was lucky enough to find an opening that can unify and bring together all these different experiences from the past, which, again, quite honestly, I didn't think I would ever find again. So another reason I feel quite lucky to be here.
Well, we're certainly blessed to have a man of your experience and background at the helm of the Lancaster Festival. And let's sort of dig right into it, because you had alluded to everything that goes on behind the scenes with safety and site security and different things. But what our listeners see and view is that finished product, which is the Lancaster Festival.
Sure.
Running this year from July 23rd to August 1st.
That's right.
And so tell us some of what our listeners can expect, something old, something new. we'll go with that wedding theme, something borrowed, something blue.
Sure. Well, the basic structure of the festival is the same. I wanted to take a good close look at the structure of the past. So we've modeled 2015 on 2014. Of course, not all the acts are the same. We've tried to feature many of the same local acts. A good example is the Lancaster Percussion Ensemble. I saw them in concert earlier this year. Just phenomenal kids. Amazing. Couldn't say enough about them. And so obviously they will be back. But then some of the other downtown acts at the bandstand, as well as our Saturday artists, you want to vary those year to year to try and make it a little bit more diverse and interesting season to season. So we've tried to keep that in place, and from an operational perspective, tried to keep many of the same service providers, much of the same structure. I would say the biggest changes have been internal with regards to how we do things. In other words, I've tried to make what we do a little bit more efficient by using what's called cloud technology, where multiple people share the ability to work on one task in a unified way, where you can make updates in real time. And so that has really saved a lot of the back and forth emails and phone calls. So, but from an external perspective, my hope is that attendees see essentially the same structure that they've come to know and become comfortable with. And then I will take a look at this summer and see where we can make improvements, what we should keep, what we should just modify, and we'll go from there.
Right. And only your audience numbers will tell you that. And having already looked at the schedule for this year, I think what you mentioned 75 different events over the course of the 10 days from July 23rd to August 1st. Many of those events are free. And so I always like to challenge listeners to come to a venue or come to an event that you've never tried before, and just give it that first chance, because I think once you give it that chance, you can become a hooked and tried and true Lancaster season subscriber.
Correct. And, you know, that's the nice thing about this festival. We've got arts and music. We have ticketed events and free events. We have events for adults, and we have events for kids. And it's such a nice balance between the two. The paid events, plus our incredible sponsors and patrons, help us, of course, put on our free events. And again, 75 is every single event, every single happening counted as one. So 75 is the grand total. But again, over half of those are free. Rising Park Day is a good example. Each of the performances at Knights of Columbus or at the River Valley Mall, all of those are free. Of course, all of the performances at the Downtown Bandstand, of which there's 10 public performances along with groups of performances by local community bands, school bands, and orchestras. Those are all free. So quite a few, quite an array, if you will, of different types of genres, different types of groups. And I would argue that, you know, as you said, there's something for everybody. Come give something a shot. If you've been to the Saturday concerts, you know, come on down to Rising Park and see what that's about. If you haven't been to Festival Fair Day, very inexpensive. Kids are free, adults are $5. Come check that out. That alone is a festival within a festival, and a good way to get acquainted with how the festival operates and what we value here.
Right. Well, and I'm going to share with you, as we talked about your transitioning in to the position, into the community, and to the Lancaster Festival, listeners, I am transitioning out of my job in economic development, and actually floating into retirement at the end of the month. And I will tell you, Joe, that one of the reasons I picked the date I did was so that I could enjoy some of those daily events that happen during the day, during the week of the festival. And I am going to be at Rising Park Day. That's one of the ones I've looked forward to attending for a long time.
Oh, that's great.
So, listeners, as we talk about the Fairfield Advantage, and our Lancaster Festival is certainly one of those, I will share that the radio space will be charged with a new program coming in July. But for today, we're still going to concentrate on the Lancaster Festival. Joe, we've talked about the dates, July 23rd to August 1st. Mm-hmm. But for our listeners that may be new to the area or new to the program, let's give us some of the particulars about how we find you or how we make contact with the Lancaster Festival.
Sure. You can go to our website, www.lancasterfestival.org. You can go to our Facebook page, Lancaster Festival. Our Facebook page is becoming rapidly popular. We've tried to post a lot of events, photos, and information on our Facebook page. You can give us a call at the office. 740-687-4808 is our main office number. You can email us, landfest@landfest.org, or you can come down, come in and see us at 117 West Wheeling Street in Lancaster, Ohio, of course. Those are all great ways to reach us. As far as finding out about our events, we have plenty of handouts, paper handouts. We have a new summer schedule that is mobile friendly. It's really nice.
I did see that this morning. I was excited about that.
Yeah, Martin Barker did just a fantastic job. Him and I collaborated and came up with a decent design with content. He did design. I tried to do the content that would be most appealing and easy to use. And I think that's important, especially our younger people. That's their means of communication. And so that'll be nice.
Well, and it will. I think we are all aware that print material, while still necessary, does not serve the same purpose that we are used to having it serve in the past. So listeners, Lancaster Festival, ticketed events, non-ticketed events, and I would say don't wait till the day of, because Joe has informed me that some events are so popular and so looked forward to that they're already sold out.
Correct. Our Monday night, July 27th, tribute to Frank Sinatra with the Dwight Lennox Trio is sold out, and there's already a waiting list.
I was going to ask about a waiting list.
Yeah, there's already a waiting list, and we have another event that is starting to get close. So, yeah, get down there, get your tickets. So.
Right, but can get tickets for anything and everything now. I know that even the reserve seats, those tickets are now available.
Correct.
And you can get your tickets by ordering online.
That's right. That's right. You don't even have to come down to the office if the hours are inconvenient. Hey, no problem. Go on our website and go under order tickets. It'll take you through the system. Cart, purchase, checkout. You're good to go. So.
Okay. And let's talk about, with the time we have left, wow, and it goes so fast.
It does.
Some of the new acts that people should, they may not have name recognition, but let's talk about what they do.
Sure. We're very excited about our first Saturday concert on July 25th. Mo Pitney, who's an up-and-coming country artist, young, but he has an old style. He's going to have his six-piece band, ukulele, mandolin, violin, double bass, acoustic instrument array. That's going to be a very exciting night, and that's after the orchestra opens up for 20 minutes. Then we're going to go on to the country award-winning duo Thompson Square, young couple with a band backing. They will be playing with the orchestra for half the night. And how great is that? Gary's writing 8 to 10 charts. So we're very excited about those new up-and-coming country artists. If you're a country fan, there's going to be no other place to be. And then the second Saturday, of course, this is a different format. We are going to have the orchestra open up with orchestrated versions of different tunes from The Who to Journey, you name it. And then we're going to go and have a rock concert with Blues Traveler. And I think it's just going to be such an exciting season. So I appreciate you asking.
Well, thank you, Joe, for being here this morning. Lancaster Festival, listeners, July 23rd to August 1st. Events all around the county, not just in Lancaster proper, but all around the county. Challenge you to go to the website, check out the events, attend one or two or ten. And if you've not had the chance, make this your first Lancaster Festival. I do guarantee you that it will not be your last. And listeners, I'd like to thank you for being with us every Thursday morning where we talk about Fairfield Advantages. So I'm going to challenge you in my last on air to look around, discover, identify your own Fairfield Advantage.